Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. He has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting and podcasting, folks, from the mothership in the middle of the mitten, a beautiful green nutrient field, a little wet, a little soggy, it's dried up, everything is just looking perfect. In studio, hot on the mic with my good friend Craig Russell, the Hustle. Craig, welcome to the show.
Todd, it's been a beautiful summer so far, and it's going to stop raining, and it'll dry up, and everything's going to be much better, and everything's going to green up. The nutrient-filled field will be green with envy. It's going to be fantastic.
We cranked it and spanked it. We turned it and churned it. We opened the show with one of my favorite all-time musicians, performers, Kid Rock, Detroit's very own, Motor City's very own Kid Rock. What do we open with, Craig?
That would be ball with to ball to bang a dang dingy dingy. I'm not going to do the rest of it. I don't do Kid Rock any justice.
Yeah, that's okay. Diggy diggy said boogie, said up, jump the boogie.
My
I love Kid Rock.
Kid.
If I ever had an opportunity to get Kid Rock on this show, I would drop the mic. That would be the show of all shows. We could never do another show after that unless we had Uncle Ted on. But Kid Rock and Uncle Ted, they're equal in my opinion. I love those guys. So if Kid Rock, even Eminem, any of those guys are listening, give us an email, contact the show, and we'll give you an hour on the mic. What do you say, Craig?
Well, you know, he does come up to Northern Michigan, goes to Torch Lake a lot. Maybe he's going to hear the show on Rock 105 or maybe traveling up I-75. He hears it on 98.5. Maybe he podcasts it like everyone else all over the planet, and you never know. Maybe he'll hear it. Maybe one of his handlers will hear it, and he'll want to come on the show.
Didn't Kid Rock come out with his own beer at one point? He was brewing.
He did. American Badass beer, yep.
Is it still out there?
As far as I know, it is, yeah.
Well, speaking of beer, did you hear about Coors, Molson Coors, what they're doing?
I did not. What are they up to?
Molson Coors Brewing Company is forming a joint, no pun intended, venture with a Canadian cannabis producer to develop a non-alcoholic cannabis-infused beverage for the Canadian market. Is that not outstanding? It's going to be a non-alcoholic cannabis-infused beverage. You know, I started hearing about these and reading about these on hightimes.com, leafly.com. This is a great thing, Craig.
Well, and they're making, are they going to actually produce it in Colorado, or are they going to produce it in Canada?
Well, I'm thinking they're going to produce it in Canada because recreational marijuana use in Canada will be legal in mid-October. And edible and drinkable cannabis products are expected to be legalized there by 2019. And they estimate, you ready for this, that legal marijuana sales in 2018 in Canada will total $7.5 billion.
Wow.
And in the U.S., $10.2 billion. It's a joint venture. Can we say anything other than a joint venture? You know, beer sales have been down over the years. I heard it on TV last night. I don't know if it's true or not, but the younger generation, 18 to 24, is not consuming as much alcoholic beer as we had when we were growing up, and we still do at times.
Well, all I know is the Coors Company is in Colorado, and of course, cannabis is legal in Colorado, so you wonder if maybe they try it in Canada and it goes over well in Canada, they try and produce it in the United States and sell it in states where it's legal, you know, like Michigan next year will be.
Absolutely. I'd like to get Kid Rock on the show and ask him his opinion on that. I'm sure down the road in years to come, you know, the infused cannabis, non-alcoholic beer market will grow in the States as well.
I would think so. You know, I mean, as popular as craft brews and stuff like that is, if all of a sudden some of these craft breweries are able to start making their own cannabis-infused non-alcoholic beer beverages, that's a whole new segment of the audience for them that they don't have right now. So it's got a win-win all around.
I have a great story out of Illinois for the listeners, Craig. Illinois governor signed House Bill 4870 into law that requires schools to let parents or guardians administer medical cannabis to children at school. So for those parents and caregivers of sick children, this is something that they overwhelmingly supported, and the governor finally signed it into law. But the new law does place some restrictions on the kinds of medical cannabis children can take to school. This is good news for those children that needed to be treated for epilepsy at school and other types of seizures. So this is good news, and it passed by a majority of 50-2 in favor in the Illinois Senate. And then the governor, a Republican, signed the bill into law. So kudos to Illinois and the governor, and relief is on the way for some of those students. That's a good thing.
That's pretty significant that a Republican governor would sign that into law. That's good for the kids and good for the people in the state of Illinois.
There are Republican governors around the country in which their states are both medical and recreational. So, hey, let's talk about Grayling, Michigan's very own Jordan Wakely, one of my best friend Todd's son.
He did great in the Asaba River Canoe Marathon. Of course, that was last weekend. The most grueling sport ever is canoe racing. They race for 20 hours down the Asaba River from Grayling to Oscoda. And they have three different classifications. There's just a normal class. There's the master's class, which are people that are over a certain age. I think it's 45 or 50. And then there's the mixed class, which is, they also have a women's class too, but they have a mixed class, which is one male paddler and one female paddler. And Jordan Wakely and Haley won the mixed class. They finished like 11th overall, and they won the mixed class. So I think they win maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000. That was a good job.
Brutal race. Jordan is a professional mountain biker. Haley and Jordan, I have no idea how people paddle like that. My shoulders and arms get tired after an hour paddling on a lake, and those guys deserve all the credit. And 98.5 UPS always does a great job supporting that race. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Todd.
I had the funniest thing happen to me in court the other day.
Okay.
I was in, I mean, we probably should tease the audience, but I was sitting waiting for my client to arrive prior to going in front of the judge, and I was talking to a couple individuals who listen to the show on a weekly basis. We were just talking about cannabis and what's going on across the state of Michigan, what's going on across the country, and this little old lady that was sitting next to me, she wanted to know, one, what cannabis stood for. She had no idea that marijuana and cannabis are, you know, basically the same thing. And she wanted to know if there are any other names for the plant. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about a few of those names and a few of the names that I told her. And she was cracking up. So I'll just tell the listeners, the one name I told her was skunk. So I said, ma'am, you never heard the marijuana referred to as skunk? And she thought that was great. So there's some other names we'll talk about when we get back.
All right, we'll take a break on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and podcasting across this beautiful universe. We're in the middle of the mitten, a beautiful green nutrient field in the mothership, Craig Russell, coming back strong with Kid Rock. Diggity diggity, said boogie, said up, jump the boogie. I should just stay out of the recording industry and let Kid Rock do it.
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea. Because I can't
do
that song justice.
That's probably a good idea.
Hey, Craig, I have a question for you.
Hey, Todd, I have an answer for you.
Whatever happened to water beds? I used to have a water bed in the 80s. Something reminded me of that the other day. Remember there was water bed galleries and all kinds of furniture stores sold water beds. How did those go out of style? What happened with that?
I don't know. I had a water bed when I was growing up. We had a place in Kalamazoo called Waterbeds West. Both my mom and I had water beds. I loved it all the way through until I moved out of the house and, you know, got on with my life. And then I never knew anyone who had a water bed after that. I think too many people popped them and they leaked, or they had too many problems with them. Maybe you should see if you can make a comeback.
I had a water bed that it was a king size water bed. I had it in my fraternity house. I'm a SIGEP, always a SIGEP at CMU, fire up chips. And I had the type where it was really wavy. So if you turned over in the middle of the night, the odds are you'd cause a wave to strike against the board and come back and smack you in your noggin. It was unbelievable. But I always wondered. I loved my water bed, and I never knew what happened to it, especially in the wintertime when it was cold out. You get into that heated bed, it was something else. It was warm.
But that was the bad part about it in the summer, because they always said, you could just turn the water bed off in the summer and it'll be cool. That water will get down to like 60 degrees and it draws the heat out of you, and you wake up in a cold, clammy sweat in the summer. So you had to keep it on enough to keep the water kind of warm, and then it's too hot. And so, I don't know. Maybe you should get into the waterbed game. Maybe you could bring back the waterbeds.
I don't know about that, but why is something so popular at one time, then all of a sudden it isn't? I always wonder why that happens. But Craig, before break, we were talking about a conversation I had with this nice little old lady in court while I was waiting for my client to arrive, and we were talking about different names for cannabis. And I mentioned to this lady that, one of the names was skunk. So how about you? Do you got any names for cannabis that you can recall?
Mary Jane and stuff like that. You're the one who's the expert on the names. I know you've done stories about this before. What are some of
We did a story a few weeks ago, but one of the other names I told the lady was, and I had to be respectful. I mean, she was asking me a question, but obviously Bud, Nugs. Remember Nugs?
Yeah.
You always hear from time to time people talk about Nugs. That's a name for weed. How about, you said Mary Jane. How about ganja?
Oh, yeah, ganja, yep, and wacky weed and stuff like that. Did she know any of these names?
No, she didn't know anything. She had no idea. Bud, her, herb, grass, pot is one of the most popular names. And actually, in a dictionary, pot comes from the Spanish word. It's a Spanish word where it comes from. I couldn't even tell you how to say that Spanish word. But the pot comes from a Spanish word. So that's kind of interesting.
You know what that Spanish word is? The Spanish word's bawa taba. Bang a dang dingy dingy. Up jumps jump jump jumps the boogie. Bawa taba to bang a dang dingy. Okay, I'm sorry. A little carried away there.
Hey, how about an update on public housing and marijuana in the various states where cannabis is legal?
Yeah, we talked about this a few weeks ago, how we had a listener from northern Michigan who lived in public housing and couldn't smoke. They had to smoke like 50 feet away from the dwelling. Was it something like that?
That's correct. Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democrat out of D.C., has introduced a bill in Congress that would allow marijuana in public housing in states where it's legalized cannabis. And as we talked about a few weeks back, thanks to the listener in Manton, Michigan, current regulations forbid all forms of marijuana, including medical marijuana, in any and all federally assisted housing. And I just have such a problem with this. I can't begin to tell you. I could sit here for 24 hours and do a marathon and just bitch up a storm about that. That just really pees me off for all the veterans out there, all the disabled, you know, single parents, people just trying to get by living in federally assisted housing that can't use their medication. We've already talked about it. I'm not going to go into it, but it's a bill. We hope it gets passed, and it's more relief. It's called the Sandra Battle Cannabis Fair Use Act, if anybody wants to look that up, Craig.
So, and right now, of course, now that's talking about marijuana smoking. They just passed, the law just went into effect on Thursday, or Wednesday, actually, it was Wednesday on the 1st, that it's now illegal to smoke anything, not only just marijuana, but at this point, it's illegal to smoke even tobacco in federal housing, which is what I thought the gentleman from McBain was talking about when we talked about that 3-4 weeks ago. Or was he talking about marijuana, or was he talking about both?
Well, he was talking about marijuana, and, you know, the cigarette smoking is something new. You're correct, Greg. Smoking in public housing across this great country, as of the end of this past month, is banned. You cannot smoke in public housing facilities. So this is just insane. I don't smoke cigarettes. I have a lot of friends that do. I even said a couple of weeks back on the show that I would have no problem with restaurants and bars being allowed to have sections once again. I used to wait tables for 10 years, so I've been through all that. But, I mean, this is already affecting men and women who are already, you know, down and out. They're struggling. They're trying to find work. They have disabilities. A lot of our veterans. So now they can't even smoke their medicine, let alone cigarettes. I mean, what's next? You can't drink water out of the tap? I mean, come on. The government's supposed to be helping us, not destroying us. I mean, this is just ridiculous, Craig. It really is.
Well, a lot of this has to do with public freedoms. I mean, like you said, you know, you don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes. And I don't necessarily like to be around people who do, but as an American, we all have certain rights, and that's one of them. And even if you're just living in public housing, you should still have the right to, at the very least, have an area of the house where you're allowed to smoke. I mean, I don't know what their rationale is for it. I mean, sure, it's probably something to do with health and probably insurance or something like that. But man, I think we start to lose our those kind of personal rights. And what's next? Like you said, you can't drink water out of the tap. You can't go to the bathroom standing up. I mean, what are the next thing they're going to take away from us?
Yeah, starting 2019, you can no longer, you know, go to the bathroom standing up. And it's a crime if you don't put the toilet seat down.
Well, you know, I mean, we were just talking about it. Who would have thought 5 years ago that you wouldn't be able to smoke in public housing, and now you can't? I mean, you never know what's going to happen next.
I like to hear from our listeners. They can email us at toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. Todd Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T, lawshow@gmail.com. We're broadcasting and podcasting 98.5 WUPS, Rock 105 and 95.5, Craig, and podcasting all over planet Earth. And where can they get our podcast?
Spotify, the iTunes Store, Podbean, SoundCloud, you name it, you can find us. Look us up on Libsyn. And this brings up a good point. We had a couple of people who texted into the radio station really liked the Dr. Bob show from last week, Dr. Bob Townsend, who was on. And if you missed that show, or if you missed any shows for the past year and a half or so, you can go back and download them and relive all the Todd L. Levitt Law Show goodness you desire on these platforms. You can go back and you can download. If you download the podcast app on your phone, you can get the Todd L. Levitt Law Show every week right at your fingertips so you can hear everything. And you can go back and review past shows about stuff we've talked about in the past.
Dr. Bob was a huge show. And Dr. Bob Townsend, who is running for House of Reps here in the state of Michigan, great guy. We love Dr. Bob Townsend. He wants me to remind everybody that the primaries are taking place here in a few days. So get out and vote. Everybody get out and vote. If you don't vote, don't bitch. You have a voice. You need to use it.
That's right. That's part of your rights as an American to vote. And that those primaries are just in a couple of days in Michigan. Now, in other states, some of them have already happened and some of them are still going to happen. But in the state of Michigan, where the show is, it's on Tuesday is where the primaries are. But again, you know what? There's going to be primaries and there's going to be the midterm elections coming up in November. Get out and vote. Make your voice heard.
Great advice, Craig Russell. Hey, we have to go to break.
Yes.
When we come back from break, we have a lot more law to get to, Craig.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size can commitment in any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming back strong again with one of my all-time favorite, Kid Rock. Love Kid Rock. Would love to have him on the show, Craig. Can you make that happen?
I can probably ask a couple of people. I have some connections. Maybe we can get Kid Rock onto the show. At the very least, we maybe could get Tim Allen or Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah. How about Eminem or... Uncle Ted, some other Detroit hometown favorites.
Uncle Ted might happen too. You know, one of our sister stations, The Bear, up in Traverse City, they do a thing every year with Omelet, the guy who does the morning show. It's called Camp Omelet, and I think he's trying to get Ted Nugent to perform at that early in September. So maybe we could see if we could get Uncle Ted Leon. You know, if we got Uncle Ted on the show, all you'd have to do is hand him the microphone, and you and I could just sit back and watch him go. Seriously.
That's kind of like you, Craig. If I don't talk, you could talk for hours.
No, he really can go. I've interviewed Ted Nugent before, and it was supposed to be a four-minute interview, and it turned into a half an hour. I mean, and barely got a word in edgewise. He can go, and I'm sure he'd have some things to say about some things. Todd, this is coming out of the state of Michigan, and this is a welcome new set of laws that the governor has signed into law here in Michigan about bike safety. House Bills 4185 and 4198 were approved at the end of June. It's now a state law. Motorists passing bicyclists on the left and right must allow for a 3-foot safety distance between them and the bikes. Also, Michigan's driver education curriculum will now include at least an hour of instruction on laws pertaining to bicycles, motorcycles, and other vulnerable roadway users. This is great news for bicyclists and motorcyclers here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, this is huge. This is long overdue. Too many bicyclists have been hit and seriously injured by aggressive drivers. Good friend of mine, good friend of a lot of ours, Mike Seaman, passed away a little over a year ago. He was on his bike here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and he was taken out way too soon. In addition, there's House Bill 4198, which requires driver education curriculum in the state of Michigan, which must include instruction on these laws pertaining to bicycles. Now, I talk about it every week. I shred the gnar on single tracks on my carbon fiber salsa spearfish, and in the winter I ride the fatty, the Trek Farley 5 fatty. This is long overdue. I don't train in open roads, but there's a lot of road riders out there that do, and a lot of people cross train. So this is welcome news. Did you hear about those bicyclists somewhere overseas that they were attacked and killed?
Oh, no, I did not hear about that.
Yeah, that's. I'll have to look that up. Someone just brought that to my attention today. But definitely the House Bill 4198 will teach future drivers about the safe distance for passing bicyclists. Listen, we talk about it and rail on it every week. Not just bicycles. There's a lot of joggers out there. There's a lot of walkers. There's a lot of motorcyclists. We support all our brothers and sisters on motorcycles. Always keep a safe distance for the motorcycles. You know what I think is absolutely insane, Craig? When I see a mother jogging on a busy roadway with a baby in a stroller. I saw this last week. I can't recall where I was. I was just appalled by this, thinking, is this lady nuts? First off, she didn't have bright colors on. She was running, jogging on the side of a busy road with a baby in a stroller. I wanted to stop and say to this lady, are you crazy? Do you have any idea how many people get hit and killed just walking, jogging, bicycling, and you have a child with you? It was insane. There's a lot of parents out there that should not be parents. I can't tell you how often, and look, I'm not one to tell another parent how to be a parent, but haven't you been in a restaurant, Craig, where you've seen a mother or father just railing against their kids for no reason whatsoever?
I have, and you know what? And most of the time I would agree it is none of my business. Same thing with a mother who wants to jog along a busy road. But hopefully these House bills that have now been passed will end up helping some people, at least maybe give people some more information. Part of the reason that they went ahead and did this and why these bills were passed into law, according to the Highway Safety Planning Commission in Michigan, fatalities have doubled in the last 4 years to people on motorcycles and bicycles being hit by drivers, gone from 19 to 38. And of course, somebody that you and I know very closely and very intimately, Michael Jay, who used to be co-host of the show with you and used to be on 98.5, you know, he was hit and seriously injured in a motorcycle accident. And hopefully these House bills that are now law in the state of Michigan, and hopefully, and if they aren't laws in where you live, hopefully soon they will be. This is important stuff. There's a lot of motorcyclists, a lot of bicyclists, a lot of joggers. They are people who are vulnerable roadway users, walkers, mothers jogging. Hopefully these kind of laws will make the roadway safer for everybody. I mean, that's just some common courtesy, but sometimes you've got to make laws about this stuff to get people to follow common courtesy.
Yeah, and you know, in the state of this is the state of Michigan. I'm sure there are similar laws across the country, especially, you know, bikers are all over the country training, you know, from day to day, dusk to dawn. But the data in the state of Michigan indicates that individuals are getting killed on bikes when a motor vehicle is trying to overtake a bike. You see, when they're trying to pass them. So these new laws create a 3-foot buffer zone. And the other times that bicyclists are being, you know, taken off their cycles and killed is when somebody is buzzing by you at an unsafe distance or an unsafe speed. They're impatient or aggressive, or they're just oblivious because they're texting or doing something else.
And I'll say this much, and I know you don't like soliciting for this kind of stuff, but boy, if you're on a motorcycle and you get clipped by somebody, or you're in a situation where you think you were in the right and another motorist was in the wrong, give Todd's office a call. If Todd can't help you, he's got contacts with the best lawyers in the state, and he'll put you in contact with them. 989-772-6000, centralmichiganlawyer.com. Find out more online. But that's, I mean, if you can't handle the case, I know you'll pass along to somebody who can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we take calls for automobile, truck, bicycle, motorcycle accidents, injury accidents, and I put these callers in touch directly with attorney John Marco.
Yep. Best in the business.
No one better than Johnny Marco.
Hey, we got to take a break on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, but we've got much more law and much more cannabis. We got to do a hemp update. We haven't done a hemp update this week.
We'll be right back.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming back strong with my favorite, Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. I never get old listening to any of Kid Rock's songs, Craig. We're proud of Kid Rock. He's from the great state of Michigan, pure Michigan, baby.
You know, I actually came really close to meeting him one time. I was working at Boyne Mountain up north, and he came and did a concert, and his green room setup was right by the office where I was working at, and I'm pretty sure I walked past a couple of beer cans that he probably drank out of. So that's about as close as I've gotten to Kid Rock, but maybe we can get him on the show and get him to talk about stuff. I think my guess is, just knowing what I know about Kid Rock and what I know about Ted Nugent, you know, Ted's not a big guy when it comes to cannabis or anything like that. So you might want to get Kid Rock on if we want to talk about some cannabis stuff.
Love Kid Rock. In fact, we talked about in the first segment, Molson Coors is turning marijuana as beer sales drop. And they've teamed up with a Canadian company to launch a cannabis-infused beverage for the Canadian market. How about that? Soon to be coming to a state across the great state of Michigan and other states across the country, Craig Russell. Hey, by the way, Craig,
yes.
Dr. Bob Townsend, who was on the show last week, a huge response to his appearance.
Yes.
He wants me to remind everybody to get out and vote. It's primary season. Get to the ballots. Find out where you're supposed to vote and make your voice heard. So we support Dr. Bob Townsend. When I say we, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, not my sponsors, not the owners of the station, just Uno, myself. So love you, Dr. Bob. Wish you best of luck.
Yes, that was one of our best well-received shows. And again, we podcast all over the place. So go to SoundCloud, go to Podbean, go to the iTunes market, go to Spotify, download last week's show and listen to it if you haven't had a chance. Not only did Dr. Bob have some really good information, but he'll talk about some of the things that he's running on his platform. And the primary election is coming up on Tuesday in the state of Michigan. Of course, where you are in the country or in the world, it's probably happening in other times. But hey, we've got a hemp update, Todd, to let you know about. I know we've talked about the 2018 Farm Bill and the amendment that could legalize the introduction and production of hemp. Farmers all across the country are banking on this. The farm industry is a really, really volatile industry. Obviously, weather and insects and things can affect the farm industry. And they think that hemp is one of those things, much like medicinal and recreational cannabis in a lot of states have ended up helping the bottom line, tax-wise, raising money. The 2018 Farm Bill really could help a lot of farmers, especially in the states like in Iowa and Minnesota and Indiana. They really think it could be a big boost to our farmers in this country. And of course, if you eat anything, thank a farmer. We're nothing without our farmers. So hopefully the 2018 Farm Bill will help them out and legalize hemp so they can produce it and then thus make more money and make us a more stronger nation.
One of the things I love most about training on the backcountry roads, on these gravel roads, is, you know, all we're literally in the middle of farm country here in the middle of the Mitten, the great state of Michigan, pure Michigan, baby. And I love just watching the farmers farm. They're the hardest working men and women I know out there. They're up 24 hours a day doing different things of the fields. It's just amazing. I saw a couple crop planes just going nuts the other day. I mean, these pilots are unbelievable, Craig. Do you ever drive down one of these backcountry roads and see one of these planes just, you know, swooshing in and out all over the place? It's unbelievable.
I have never seen that. I've always wanted to. I thought that'd be really interesting. Not only do they do, sometimes they do pesticides and things, but they will drop water some places where irrigation systems can't hit. I've never had a chance to see one, but it sounds really interesting.
We're a big potato state. In mid-Michigan, we have some terrific potato farmers. We have dairy farmers. Of course, we have a lot of cattle farms out here. We have a lot of hardworking men and women, and we love our farmers and support our farmers. And here's another thing. If you live, as we do, in the middle of nowhere,
yes.
Well, everybody lives somewhere, be respectful for these farmers. I mean, some of the machinery that they're operating could literally decapitate you. If you see one of these big machines coming down the road, pull off to the side. They usually are the first ones to pull off, but I don't take chances. You don't ever want to play chicken with someone in some of these large farm equipment that they're operating. I mean, they look like Transformers to me, Craig. Every time I see one, I mean, I can't get over what they look like. I think of the movie Transformers. But, you know, show these men and women respect. And the same goes with the Amish. If you live in one of the states across the Midwest, as we do, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, be respectful of their traditions, of the Amish, and these horses, these beautiful creatures, you know, you don't want to spook them. You don't want to buzz them. I would say slow down and make sure everybody is safe on the road. That's just common sense, Craig. It's common sense, you know, out there.
And common sense sometimes hard to come by, but yes, you're right. Some of those big farm implements are like bigger than your house. So don't play around with that stuff. And on top of it, those people are hardworking men and women who are salt of the earth people who are putting food on the table for you to enjoy. So let them be able to transport their equipment and do their jobs, okay? I don't think we have to say anything else.
Yeah, when you're at the grocery store and you're in the produce section, do you think those fruits and vegetables just end up there, you know, overnight? You know, no. There's somebody out there who is taking the time to, you know, till the fields, plant the seeds, make sure that they're watered. And when it doesn't rain, I worry about our farmers. I worry about, you know, the price of the crops and what's happening to these fields. I mean, we have a lot of corn up here, a lot of field corn and sweet corn. And you can tell when it doesn't rain how it affects the crops. I mean, I'm from the city. I never knew there was a difference between field corn and sweet corn, Craig. Did you?
I did. I, you know, granted, I grew up in the city, too. I grew up in the city, too, but was a little closer to the country than you were. But I mean, just please. And not only are you in the, when you're in the produce section of the grocery store, but when you're in any section of the grocery store, because it doesn't matter what you buy. Doesn't matter if you're buying bread. Doesn't matter if you're buying frozen pizza. Doesn't matter if you're getting milk or steak or anything. All of that stuff, whether it was made somewhere and then transported into a can or into a packaging or something, it was all made with crops from farmers all across the country and sometimes all across the world. So just remember that.
Yeah, especially dairy farmers. You know what time they have to get up every day? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Chicken farmers, and we can go on and on. I'm so hungry right now, Craig. I didn't eat breakfast or lunch yet. I mean, we're talking about food. I think I'm going to go get a corn. I'm going to go get some corn. And I'm just going to eat it. I'm not even going to cook it. I'm just going to eat it just the way it is. I'm going to shuck the corn, and I'm just going to start chomping away at it.
Hey, we do have to get going, but we do have one more thing to pass along from the Department of Health. I know you were talking about it before we went back on the air about hepatitis A. It's a big deal these days.
We've had a huge outbreak of cases and some deaths in the state of Michigan as of July 25th of 2018. And for those living in, you know, various counties across the state, definitely go online and look up the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and they have a whole breakdown of county to county if there's active cases or not. For instance, I'm in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and Isabella County have no confirmed cases in the past 100 days. Counties such as Clare County has had no confirmed cases. Huron, Ionia, Leelanau, I can go Newaygo, Schoolcraft. I can go on and on and on. Grand Traverse, that's part of our listening area. They've had no confirmed cases within the past 100 days. But the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services request that you speak with your medical care provider and get a shot. Get checked out to see if you have hepatitis A immunities. If not, you definitely want to take care of this.
Well, and there's the other part of it. Yes, right now there's no confirmed cases in a lot of these counties. We need to keep it that way. Because once you get one, then you start to get a couple, and then pretty soon becomes an epidemic, and then it's a big problem. And hepatitis A is a big deal. So, yes, get yourself checked out.
Hey, before we go, big shout out to my good buddy Dean Mitchell and his lovely wife. Mitchell's Gourmet Deli is opening in Mount Pleasant on Lincoln and M20 as you head out of Mount Pleasant towards Big Rapids. Some of the best food I've ever tasted. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I can't wait for Mitchell's to open up. So thank you to the Mitchell family for bringing everything you do from Shepherd, Michigan. They also have a Mitchell's in Shepherd, Michigan, to the great town of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, right here in the middle of the Minton, home of Central Michigan University, Fire Up Chips, home of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, Law Practice, Mothership, you know, you name it. We're here, Craig.
We're here and we're done. Show's over. We got to get going.
Craig Russell, The Hustle. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Are you going to have Kid Rock take us out?
Of course.
Love you, Kid Rock. We'll see you next week.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Mackinac Properties and Northern Michigan Vacation Rentals, buying, selling, and renting properties in the Straits of Mackinac region since 1998, Tim's Collision Plus in Roscommon, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and Dr. Robert Townsend in Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.